I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. I'm in my dressing room. They're playing Belinda Carlisle for the audience, Heaven is a Place on Earth, and I'm really thinking to myself that this song has never sounded better in my life than right now at this minute. I don't know why, but it's true. Tonight on the show, we've got Frederick Eklund and Captain Sandy. You know what I love about Captain Sandy? Well, one of the things I love about Captain Sandy from Below Deck is drag Captain Sandy, who's going to be behind the bar. This drag queen, Ginger Snap, we have her as drag Captain Sandy. She's phenomenal. We love her. Anyway, and it's 20 minutes before the show. I shot the Southern Charm reunion today, and I'm so tweaked out that I've ordered my Fresquila right now. And I'm about to start drinking it. Never do that. I never drink before the show. See you in there.
He likes high kicks. She likes the high C's. And sometimes I just like to be high. It's Watch What Happens Live with Captain Sandy and Frederick Eklund now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two professionals who strive for luxury, and lucky for them, nothing says luxury like pea perfume and a bunny with a ball gag. My first guest is the intrepid leader of an at times insolent crew from Below Deck Mediterranean. It's the unsinkable Captain Sandy Yard. Looking like $1 million. You know what happens when you get on TV for a little while? You start looking better and better, except if you're me. Andy's the New York realtor who can sell your $1 million crib without getting rattled. But now his life is all about other kinds of cribs and rattles. From Million Dollar Listing New York, it's New York Daddy, Frederick Eklund. Yes. Yes. You're a DILF, is that what you said?
I want to be called a DILF from now on.
Yeah, you are a DILF.
Trying to be, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to keep it up.
Yeah. Behind the bar, she's not a real captain, but she is absolutely seasickening. Welcome back. Ginger Snap is drag Captain Sandy. Oh, my God.
It's not about the toast. It's about the service.
Yes.
And I like my toast dry.
Yes. Speaking of, do you have it's not about the toast? You brought toast? Oh, my God. I love. Wow. You already made it. It's not about the toast T-shirt. And you have one for me? Wow. This is amazing. Thank you very much. I want to get started by welcoming Real Housewife of Dallas, Deandra, is in the house. Great to see you. and she's in a blue jumpsuit, and she didn't bring Mama D, but that's okay. Okay, good. I love her. So Conrad and Joao's power struggle is shaking up the ship, and it's not slowing down. Take a look. I want your thoughts.
How old are you?
23.
What? You're joking. 23 years old, man. Oh, I'm going to look at you differently.
Joao has been in this industry for a year and a bit. I've been in Yossin 3.5 years.
If I say something, I don't want you to question it and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but I am going to question the security of the boat. There's no doubt about that.
Conrad doesn't have experience on charter boats.
If Conrad isn't here, I'd like to know what you're doing.
Where's the hierarchy here, okay? I am the one that dishes out the s***.
It's f***ing ridiculous. He talks a lot about hierarchy, but then doesn't give me that status when he's off the boat. Every charter boat has a slide. Conrad has no idea about the slide. He really doesn't want to show me that he can't do something.
Is there a danger at making the guy in charge so young? I mean,
when you're really young and you're bossing someone else around that's older than you, that's difficult.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how much experience that Conrad has, but you could see there was a little rivalry.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Right. You didn't see what was going on. You know, Frederick, sometimes older guys like to be bossed around by younger guys. Do you find that?
A lot of times.
A lot of times.
Yes.
Yes. Do you have a problem being bossed around by a younger guy?
I actually prefer younger guys.
You
yeah.
do?
Yeah, I love
yes.
that.
Okay. I think we're talking about two different things now. I know you have an ocean of questions for Captain Sandy and Frederick Eklund, but what do you think of Steve Gold's haircut?
I like it.
Yeah.
I was with him all day doing press for our new season, and he's so freaking handsome. And he's sitting in the interviews with the open, like, showing his
I know,
chest
he's got to calm down with
no,
the chest
I like,
hair.
I mean, it's different. He can't be me and Ryan. It's good to have somebody different, and he's so freaking attractive.
I agree. He's got to button the shirt, though.
I like it.
It's a little too much. Before we get to your questions, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, in November of last year, Frederick expanded his real estate empire by two tiny tenants who are only slightly less fussy than Ryan Serhant. His new babies, Frederick and Mila. Let's take a look at a few snaps of our favorite future brokers. Oh, I'm looking at Derek, of course. Oh, they are really cute, Freddie.
No, but they're too. They're too cute. It's like
they're so cute. It's crazy.
I feel like I don't deserve them somehow. They're so beautiful. They're such little angels. I mean, it's a lot of work, but they are so beautiful.
Here's what, Frederick, since my diaper knowledge starts and ends with the ones Lisa Rinna once wore, I want to ask you all about daddy duty.
Okay.
What's the hardest part about being a dad?
Feeling guilty all the time, not having time, like trying to run between work, balance, kids. It's hard, you know?
Who's best at changing diapers, you or Derek?
I'm not afraid of it. I'm actually really good. I do it quickly.
Who's better, you or Derek?
I am.
How has fatherhood changed you?
Oh, wow, in so many ways. I feel like I'm much more sensitive, in a good way. And I appreciate parents, I appreciate my own parents and my brother, looking at family, looking at everything differently.
Which twin is your favorite?
You're not supposed to have to have a favorite twin.
I know, you clearly do.
No, but I've been thinking a lot about this because one is, you know, Mila is my biological daughter and Freddie is biologically Derek. So it's very important not to gravitate towards Mila.
Right.
Like they're both, so no favorite.
So Mila's your favorite.
No. No.
How do you and Derek find time for romance?
Our sex life is actually really amazing. After, there was like a period, oh, what?
No, oh, go on.
There was a period, right, when they arrived where we were a little bit overwhelmed by life and them. But now, you know, it's such a sexy thing. Seeing him with the kids, him holding the babies, it's like, and like I said to you before, he's getting hotter and hotter. He's getting really good looking.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Freddie. I appreciate it. Second, Captain Sandy is known for her strong and steady leadership skills, but the most recent charter guests were so demanding they took the wind out of everyone's sails. Take a look.
What kind of tequila is that?
It's the Don Julio, the one that you requested.
Well, that was an if.
The Don Julio 1942 was an onboard. Do you have an ETA for that?
You've got tequila for now.
What kind of lunch is a chicken salad?
Could I get some french fries too?
Adam's gonna die.
the guests want it extravagant.
Does it happen on a boat?
Can
yes.
Can I get a club soda, please?
Yes, sure.
And can
you.
I just get some water?
Yes, of course.
Strawberry milkshake. Or angels.
Ernie, we need to step it up a notch.
I hate these people.
The state is like cold, cold.
Guests like these are the reason I live in a van.
The food was almost always awesome. Just the steak was cold.
Get the off my yacht.
Is it me or are the guests tougher this season?
You know, honestly, I had no idea. I wish the crew would come to me and share this with me, but they don't. So how can I help them?
Well, here's what. After a rocky charter, the crew went out to celebrate, and things went from being nautical to downright naughty. Take a look.
Yeah, I just happened to have this bikini on.
Casey, she's hot.
Looking
like a porn star. Oh God, this is gonna get downhill.
Wow. So I mean, you had no idea that any of that was going on, right?
No, not at first. But then I would witness Conrad and Hannah on the bow smoking constantly while service was going on. So, you know,
you start to that. Yes. Yes.
And then he was, you know what, it's not Hannah's fault. He just was in Hannah land and he just, you know,
right.
That was his demise.
Yes. Captain Lee tweeted, by the way, nice move by Captain Sandy Yon to apologize. I feel the wheelhouse should never be above that. Well done.
Well, thank you, Captain Lee.
Yes. All right. Captain to Captain. Finally, next week on Million Dollar Listing New York, Steve has an open house, and Frederick is open to everything in the house, including Steve's potential buyer. Here's what. We have a sneak peek. Take a look.
This is all becomes master. So master bed, you have...
Hi. Sorry, I'm a little early. Our 4N, right?
Three bed, three bath. I mean, you know this line. This was the one that sold first.
Nice.
What do you think?
I have a celebrity couple that I think needs something more special.
It's funny you say, because we're just putting the Penthouse in the market upstairs.
I don't want to do this to Steve, but if you could show it to us, it's up to you guys.
Absolutely. When I suggested to Frederick we should help each other out, maybe helping each other out wasn't such a great idea.
Freddie, do you steal his client?
No, because they said no to that apartment. It was too small, and I took them upstairs. And it was a bidding war, and I sold it. Best broker wins. I did not steal anyone. Oh, I don't force buyers to do anything. I just suggest we can go upstairs.
Frederick, Darcy D wants to know what you thought about the drama between Steve and Ryan over the joke Steve made about Ryan's employees leaving.
You know, I feel like I'm the old... sweet guy this season. I'm not bringing a lot of drama this season. I'm not fighting. So what I'm saying is I was sitting in the middle all day with the boys, and they're like, and it feels good because for 7 years.
You're
seven
just
seasons,
happy to be out of it is what you're saying.
I'm too, yeah.
Yes.
And at that Q&A, you know, I just had the kids and I was very dizzy and I could see them like,
right. Melly Cupcakes wants to know, Sandy, did Adam redeem himself with you this season?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
He seems to be just cooking on command. As I think a chef might do.
That's right. And yes. He challenged himself. So he's... Yes.
Lut Feliciel wants to know, Captain Sandy, who would you have liked to have back from last season? And was Bugsy a better stew than Hannah?
Oh, boy. Why do you ask these questions?
I didn't.
Lut Feliciel. It just causes so many problems. I would have Malia back.
You would?
Yes.
Danny A24. Frederick, have you watched Ryan's new show, and what do you think?
I actually have not watched it.
Oh, that's kind of you.
Well, I don't watch a lot of TV.
You don't watch a lot of TV?
I don't.
You had no curiosity about watching your co-host. How long have you been on this show?
So this is a full disclosure. I didn't even watch our show in Los Angeles because I feel like it's too close to heart. I don't know. It's like, if you're a fashion designer, would you watch Project Runway now when it's back? It's just, I'm a real
estate. That's not a correct analogy.
Okay, I'm sorry. If Ryan's watching this, I'm sorry. I'm going to watch it.
No, you're not. Next week on Below Deck Med, Hannah confronts Casey on her stewardess qualifications. And while everyone embellishes their resume, Casey goes a little overboard. Get it? Take a look at this sneak peek.
It says on your resume, silver service trained.
I never put silver to my resume. I'll be back in a sec. I just want to check with you. So, barista training?
Yeah, you put in the pod and then you click the button, whatever it may be. It's a coffee machine.
Okay, and then silver service?
I don't remember writing that.
I gave my resume to a friend back home who's in yachting to polish it.
If you say you're silver service trained,
I understand that. I'm taking responsibility for it.
And I just feel stupid and lied to.
But if I didn't know that it said that, I understand.
It's your CV. I'm in the middle of a season with a stewardess who doesn't know how to make coffee.
My prediction is she gonna get fired. Let's go to Christine from Connecticut. By the way, I haven't seen it. I don't know anything. Hey, Christine, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So my question's for Frederick. And first, I want to say that I'm a mom of boy-girl twins. They just turned 5 in December. And Dr. Doyle was my reproductive doctor. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be a parent. Anyway, my question's for you. It's really about your relationship with Bethany and what are you feeling about everything that went down between her and Carol this season on Housewives? Did she confide in you? What's your take on that?
What's your take? Well, I put the kids to bed. I don't watch TV. I haven't watched the season. God, it's a boring answer. You're going to hate me. Sorry.
So, but
when you have twins, you know, you don't have a lot of time to, it's been a lot lately. The career, the show. Putting to bed. I feel
so you have no inner knowledge of this situation.
I have none.
Let's go to James from Indianapolis. Hey, James, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And you need to bring AC Squared back to Indy.
Well, we already went. Did you come?
I know. Yeah, I wasn't in town. You have
to
come back.
Well, sweetie, I mean, it's not happening.
A boy can dream.
We're in Orlando and Charlotte this weekend, though, if you want to come. Charlotte's about sold out, right. But Orlando, we got a few tickets left.
Okay.
Okay.
My question is for Captain Sandy. I was curious as to what your opinion was about the fight between Joelle and Hannah on the bus. And was it right for Hannah to play the chief stew card?
I think alcohol has a lot to do with it. So I would think that, no, neither one of them are correct. I think, you know, Hannah is a chief stew. She has a position. Joelle is the lead deckhand, and he has a position. We don't do that on a boat.
Right.
There's one hierarchy. That's me, the captain.
Oh. You seem a little tougher this season.
You know, I learned last season that...
You were very nice last season, and I feel
right,
like...
you know, but kindness isn't a weakness. And I think that... This year with Adam and Hannah, I just wanted them to know that I was going to keep an eye on them. And I'm not, you know, I'm all about forgiveness and resetting, but there's a point where you just go enough. And that's where I am.
Let's go to Zoe from Maryland. Hey, Zoe, what's your question?
Hi, everyone. My question is for Frederick.
Okay.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how difficult was it to work with Rebel and her very flexible budget?
How difficult? Yeah, I mean, she didn't give you a lot of direction. Although I guess if someone says I could go up to $15 million, that's great direction.
I was gonna say, that's like a dream client.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only
yeah.
We had so much fun and she's amazing, but I mean, that's like, okay, she went from 3 to 5 to 10 to 15. That's like,
right.
That's what you want to hear as a real estate agent.
Right.
I'll take you. Yeah.
I need you to come see my apartment to see how much I can resell it for.
You ready to sell?
No.
So but I just like to want to know the big number.
No, I just like to know.
I always told you the number.
Yeah.
Hi. Big. Okay. Big number.
Good.
Big number.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. Frederick, Todd W. wants to know the most annoying thing about working with a celebrity client.
That, they want what they can't have in New York, which is privacy. They want a big terrace, and then they're like, I mean, you're like that. They want a big terrace. And then, like, no one can look down on the terrace. That's like, because they think they're coming, you know, from L.A. or Malibu. They want a Malibu house in New York. You can't get that.
Karen C. emailed, Sandy, who's the most famous person to ever step foot on one of your yachts?
You know, we sign one of those waivers.
Yeah.
So...
Frederick Penny S. wants to know the hardest thing about working with Bethany and would you work with her again in the future?
Wow. I honestly don't think we're going to work together. But we're cool. We're friends. Why are you smiling so big?
Because.
We're cool. Her and I, we're cool.
Yeah.
It was a lot. But
yes.
We had a lot of fun too. A lot of fun.
Let's go to Chrisanti from Connecticut. Hey, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Captain Sandy. I just wanted to know what happened in 2004 with the pirates.
I was chased by pirates, and I had a fire in the Red Sea.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't fun.
Wow.
And I spent, you know, 13 days in Yemen, Hodeidah.
Wow.
Which was not a place I'd want to recommend.
Did they board the boat?
No, I was rescued by a warship, a coalition warship.
Wow.
And that's the cool thing. It was 2 days after Bush was reelected, had foreign crew. They hated Americans because they didn't really like Republicans, most Europeans. And so the warship that rescued us was an American.
Wow. Warship.
And I'm like, who do we love?
Right.
Like, who's rescuing us?
Yeah, right. Wow.
Warship 6-8.
Yeah. It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to President Trump for mean tweeting Robert De Niro in response to his F Trump speech on the Tony Awards Sunday night. I'm giving this the Mazel not because I agree whatsoever, but because that means President Trump watched the Tony Awards, maybe? Dying to know what he thought of SpongeBob SquarePants, but giving his reading level an attention span, I'm sure he loved it. I don't know. Today's Jackal goes to this raccoon that climbed 22 stories up an office building in St. Paul today, captivating the internet. I think it's, as of minutes ago, the raccoon is still up there, and animal control has put food on the roof in the hopes of luring him to safety. This is, like, dominating the news right now. I sort of don't get why it's a big deal, but honestly, watching that raccoon was better than the last 3 or 4 Spider-Man movies and way better than Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark on Broadway, which was horrible. I want to thank Captain Sandy Frederick and Drive Captain Sandy. Hey, everybody. It's the After Show with Captain Sandy Yawn. Lay back mad. Tuesdays at 8 on Bravo and Freddie Eklund from Million Dollar List. Ginger Snap is drag Captain Sandy. Good to see you. I shot the Southern Charm reunion today, you might be interested to know if you're a Bravo fan. And it was intensely dramatic, which is why I have droopy everything tonight. And Ashley was there. It was really something. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Ari, and I'm from Albany, New York. And, oh, this is my first time ever doing this, by the way, so it's pretty exciting. my question's for Frederick. So I wanted to get into the real estate industry. You guys make it look so glamorous, and I have a couple of family members that are also in the industry. Some people are telling me to do it. Some people aren't. Do you have any advice for me? I'm really excited, and I want to jump into the career.
Yeah, I mean, definitely do
it. How's the market in Albany, Frederick?
I don't know about Albany market, but I think real estate, I love it. I devoted my life to it. It's everything, but it takes at least 5 years. People think it's so quick because they watch our show. And start on a team is my biggest advice. Just, like, sit in the room, get all the information, don't try to do it yourself. I lost so many years sitting there by myself trying to get clients and not.
Really?
Learning.
So work on a team.
Yes.
That's good. And know that have a 5-year.
Yeah.
You have to give it 5 years because the 5-year is about learning the market, building the client list, and just knowing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I mean, it takes a long time to build up a client base. And I think that, you know, because it's quick money, you think that you can, like, do it on the side. And I guess some people can. But I think it's one of those industries where you have to jump into and really devote yourself, like, dedicate everything to it.
Good advice. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, everyone. This is Tara from Virginia.
Hey, Tara. What's your question?
Yes, hi. Frederick, first of all, congratulations on your beautiful twins.
Thank you.
But my question is for Sandy. Sandy, do you regret letting your friends wear high heels to dinner, especially after you saw Hannah and Conrad on their knees scrubbing the stains out of the carpet?
Yeah, that was interesting because, I mean, shoes on a boat are really concerning.
Oh, my God. Really? I mean,
well, I mean,
here's
yeah.
how it is. Okay, so first of all, that friend's in the audience that caused me all the problems. Secondly, we know that was a first date for Conrad and Hannah. It was not about cleaning the carpets at 4 a.m.
Okay.
Let's just use our brain there. And then the last thing is, I always allowed clients to wear their shoes on the carpet. We wear shoes. We
right.
have indoor shoes, so I would always have my... Yeah, we all wear shoes.
So it's just on the deck that you're not
It's on the deck,
the
yeah. So when you have a Gucci dress at $6,000 and the client's going to come to the table with no shoes on, it's just bizarre.
Right.
So, you know, they spend $6,000, $7,000 on a pair of shoes. Yes, you can wear your shoes if they're clean.
Right.
Now, in Jennifer's case, they were not clean, apparently. But I never saw any spots on the carpet, did you?
Right. No.
When you were clean, when they were being
right.
clean. Did anyone
so
notice
you're
that?
Saying they were just really, trying to get down there and, like, make spot. Out.
Totally. It was yeah. a first date.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. It's Susan from West Virginia. How about
Susan?
That yellow rose from Texas on Love Connection tonight?
I know. She was great. I thought she gave
she
that.
She was. I think you should officiate their wedding.
I would love to. I'm dying to officiate a Love Connection wedding. Trust me, I'm waiting for one of the couples to get married. Actually, the couple that was on the season one premiere is still together, so I'm kind of hoping
no
they
way.
Get married. Yeah, it's true.
Well, you're killing it on that show. But,
well, thank you. I have a lot of fun. And Portia from the Atlanta Housewives is on next week, Tuesday night at 9 on Fox.
That's one of my DVR things that will remain on my DVR.
Thank
so I can
you.
Watch it over and over. Anyway, my question is for Frederick. Last year when you and Ryan saw Luis over in, I think he was in Paris, and he seemed very unhappy. And I wondered if you're still in touch with him and how he's doing.
You still in touch with sweet Luis with the big blue eyes?
Yes, we actually spoke tonight.
And how's
he
doing?
He's okay. He's in Bali.
My mom is obsessed with following Luis on Instagram. And
I think we all are.
She doesn't understand where he gets his money to be traveling so much. Where does he get his
I don't
money?
Know. I mean, it seems like a very, you know, he seems like he can have that lifestyle of freedom. I don't know where his money is coming from.
Is he escorting?
No,
no.
No. But I think, you know, he did a bunch of big deals before when he was still in
real
estate.
I like
estate,
it that you took my question seriously. I was not serious.
Okay.
Okay, back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Heather. I'm calling from the Twin Cities, Minnesota.
What? Oh, my God, Heather, that freaking raccoon is still up on the building in St. Paul. Is it being covered 24/7 on the news there?
It's the only thing on the news.
Yeah, well, with all due.
My question is I love all of you so much. Love watching you every week. My question is for Sandy. If you were a charter guest, what would you put on your preference sheet?
Oh, that's a good question. If you were a charter guest,
the banana. I would want the banana.
You would want the banana.
I would want to ride the banana. Water sports, slide, tubes, just keep
you would
me
want
in the
all
water.
The, okay.
Jet ski. Water ski, jet ski.
Right. Little sailboat.
Oh, my God. I just want to be in the water.
You do.
Honestly,
yeah, yeah.
It is so hard for me to stay on the boat watching everyone have fun. In
yeah.
fact, when the guests go ashore, I would always tell the crew, everybody in the water. We'd go water skiing while they're, you know, at Club Sank on Sank.
Yeah.
In Saint-Tropez.
Uh-huh.
We went water skiing.
Yes.
And then we'd dress up. And
that's some crudité at that Sank on Sank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Val Rouge.
Yes.
They shake at the champagne.
Uh-huh. Ah, you're making me want to go.
Yes, you should come on the boat.
I want to go. Freddie, should we go on Below Deck Med?
I was just saying, we have the broke.
Me and you and Derek?
Okay, and the kids.
No,
you'll be with Derek, I'll be with the kids.
No kids. I want to thank Captain Sandy, Frederick, and Beautiful Snap. Try it, Captain Sandy. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.